Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the soul realm. We've talked about the specific problems from the Word of God of how the enemy comes against our soul. Sin, of course, damages our soul. And when we break fellowship through sin, then we are going to be in a place where the enemy can work in our life. We've got to watch our words. We've got to watch our thoughts. We've got to learn to keep our eyes upon the Lord and get filled up with the Word of God. The enemy seeks after our soul. He waits for our soul. He wants to get your soul cast down. He comes to tear it apart. He works through lust. He works through any kind of sin. He tries to bring heaviness. He tries to get you to refuse the instruction of the Lord. He wants you to get your tongue to speak against your soul. He wants to pull you into bitterness and worldly things that are going to bring forth damage in the realm of the soul. Of course, it's important that we purify our soul by obeying the truth, doing what the Word of God says. And we talked about specific areas that bring damage to our soul, how bitterness and anger and hatred and disobedience and rebellion, strife, unforgiveness, all these things will work damage in our soul. Rejection. So many people have been hurt and wounded and they escape and they withdraw into depression or hopelessness or discouragement or heaviness. This is all the work of the enemy in the area of your soul. Worry, anxiety, fear, joylessness, all these things. Frustration. This, again, are all the different tools that the enemy works to get to your soul. Well, God wants us to have victory. He wants to heal our soul. He wants to deliver you. In fact, Psalms 23:3 says that He restoreth my soul. The Lord is at work to restore your soul. And so we're going to be looking today at principles for having victory in the soul. Of course, we've mentioned the fact that we are spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we are a spirit, and we get born again, we get a brand new spirit. Our soul's made up of our will, our intellect, and our emotions. And the body is the physical house we live in. The battleground is in the area of the soul. Now remember that we used to be sheep going astray, but now we've returned unto the shepherd who leads us, and the bishop, that's the overseer of our souls, that is Jesus, 1 Peter 2:25. And he oversees our soul, and he's given us the Word of God that tells us what to do to have victory and protection in the realm of the soul. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 9, the Bible says, "Take heed to yourself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life." God wants you to keep or to guard your soul diligently. Watch what you hear. Watch what goes on in the area of your mind. You need to be thinking on the Word of God. You need to be choosing His ways. Don't let the feelings that come from the flesh get into your soul and lead you astray from doing what the Word of God says. Very important that we seek the Lord with our soul. Deuteronomy 4:29, seek the Lord and you'll find Him, and you seek Him with all your heart and with your soul. Your will, your intellect, your emotions, your whole being is to be involved in seeking the Lord. Whatever you seek is what you're going to be filled up with. You seek the things of God, your soul will be filled up with the things of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:5 talks about loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your might. He's valuable and most precious, so you need to keep your mind stayed upon Him. He'll keep you in perfect peace. You need to be choosing life so that He can manifest that life that He's promised us in us. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, the Bible says, "What does God require of you but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, to love Him and to serve Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul?" God wants you to serve Him. Serve Him with your soul. Don't serve self. Don't serve the ways of the world. Serve the Lord with your soul. Deuteronomy 11:18 talks about laying up the words of the Word of God in your heart and in your soul. it's very important that you have the Word not only in your heart producing faith, but in your soul, which produces hope or a confident expectancy of what God will do. Now, we also need to realize that God is coming to prove us. Deuteronomy 13:3, the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you do love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. He will prove you and find out whether in the, not only in your heart, but in your soul, that you are really loving the Lord. If you really love the Lord, then you're going to be keeping His commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. So He's going to prove us, not only in our heart, but also in the realm of the soul. We need to set ourselves that we're going to seek the Lord. 2 Samuel 4 talks about how He's redeemed our soul out of adversity. 1 Kings 1:29, He redeemed our soul out of distress. God will set you free from adversity and distress if you will keep your eyes upon the Lord. Then in 1 Chronicles 22:19, it talks about how they set their soul to seek the Lord. If you set your soul to seek the Lord, then God is going to move in your life. And He said, arise and build that sanctuary. We're to be the sanctuary of the Lord, to bring the Ark of the Covenant, that's the presence of God, and the holy vessel, that's us walking in the ways of holiness, into the house that is built to the name of the Lord. God's at work in us, and He is building a house, a spiritual house in us, through the Word of God, and we got to seek the Lord and build the things of God so that we can rise up, be strong in the Lord, and walk in fellowship with Him. You know, in 2 Chronicles 15:12, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord with all of their heart and soul. God wants you to realize that you are in covenant relationship with Him, and you are to seek the Lord with all of your being and walk in His ways, keep His word, do what He says. Over in Psalms 19:7, the Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Spend time getting in the Word. God's Word is perfect. It is the truth, and it is going to convert, it is going to change, and restore your soul. Of course, Psalms 23:3 that we already referred to, it says about how the Lord is our shepherd in verse 1. In verse 3, one of the things He does is He restoreth my soul. God is at work to restore your soul. He will heal your soul, Psalms 41:4. He will restore your soul. He's renewing your mind, changing you, and transforming you. Very important. In Psalms 25 and verse 12, it says, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. Then what happens? His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. If you have the fear of the Lord and you're taught in the ways of God, what's going to happen? Your soul shall dwell at ease. God wants your soul dwelling at ease. That's peace. And you're going to inherit the promises. Why? Because you're walking in the fear of the Lord, and you are taught in the ways of the Lord, and you're walking in His ways. Over in Psalms 33:18, the Bible says, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, and upon them that hope in His mercy. And what does He do? To deliver their soul from death. If you've had any kind of destruction in your soul, any kind of hurts or wounds or damage in your mind, your will, your emotions, God wants to deliver you from that death. And praise God, the Lord will do that. He will bring forth His mercy. You hope in His mercy. You have a confident expectancy in the mercy of God to come and to deliver your soul. God will heal you, and He will set you free. Our souls to wait for the Lord, because He's our help. He is our shield. He's going to manifest His power, and He is going to bring His mercy to bring restoration in your life. In Psalms 35:9, the Bible says, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in its salvation. If you're going to have victory, you need to be rejoicing. You need to have the joy of the Lord coming forth, not only out of your heart, but also in the area of the soul. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. You're going to choose to rejoice in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. We're not rejoicing in the circumstances. We're rejoicing in what the Lord is doing. Get your eyes on the Lord. Start praying the Word. Start rejoicing in the fact that He is at work to change and to deliver you, to heal you, change the situations. Why? Because your faith is applied as you're speaking forth the Word of God. In fact, He's promised to come and to rescue our soul. Psalms 35:17, He says, rescue my soul from their destructions. Yeah, he'll come and rescue your soul. God loves you, and He wants to bring forth freedom and liberty in your life. fact, in Psalms 40, verse 14, he talks about driving backward and putting to shame those that wish evil to your soul, that want to bring destruction to you. And in Psalms 41, 4, he says, "The Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." So many people have a lot of problems in the soul realm because of sin. Well, if you've sinned, we got good news in the Word of God for us. The Bible says if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God will be merciful unto us. In fact, the way is open for us to come and obtain mercy. And what will He do? With the mercy of God released, He will heal your soul. He's going to heal your emotions. He will heal you and restore you in the area of your mind and your will and your emotions. But we've got to get our soul in tune with Him. Psalms 42 talks about how my soul pants after the Lord. As the heart pants after the water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. You need to have a hunger and a thirst for the Lord. If you don't, if you have your soul going after other things, then you will easily be a candidate for the enemy to work against you. Down in verse 5 it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" If your soul's been cast down with depression or discouragement or disappointment, or you're disquieted, he says, "Why art thou disquieted in me?" Whether you get anxiety or fear or concern or whatever it might be, the answer is, hope thou in God. Get your eyes off of the situation. Get your mind tuned in to the Word. "For I'll yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." He is your help. He is going to come and going to minister to you and save you and deliver you from the enemy. Over in Psalms 55, the Bible says that I'm going to call upon the Lord. The Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and noon, I'm going to pray and cry aloud, and He'll hear my voice. He's delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. You know, many of you have a lot of enemies coming against you, but I'll tell you, there's many that'll be with you if you'll start praying. What's the answer? If you have a lot of oppression in your soul, start praying the Word of God. Start casting out those spirits. Start driving those enemies out. And as you continue to pray consistently, evening, morning, noon, praying without ceasing, God will deliver your soul in peace from the battle, and He will set you free and restore you in the area of your soul. Do the Word and watch Him bring forth victory. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today,